The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. The book of James tells us if you break one of God's laws, speaking of the Ten Commandments, you are guilty of breaking them all. Notice what it has to say here in James chapter 2, beginning in verse 10. That's James 2, beginning in verse 10. For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. For he who said, "Do not commit adultery," also said, "Do not murder." Now if you do not commit adultery, but if you do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. Yes, James is telling us that you have to keep all 10 commandments, and you can do that by the power of God's Holy Spirit. God's law is a yardstick that you will be judged by. God's law is a yardstick as well that you should live by. James is giving us an example of breaking any of the 10 commandments, and he says that you are guilty of sinning because you have transgressed the law if you break any commandment. 1 John 3:4 says this, "Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness." Sin is the transgression of the law. God doesn't promise you salvation or eternal life just because you keep His law, the Ten Commandments, but He won't give you eternal life or salvation if you deliberately ignore His righteous laws. We know eternal life or salvation is through Jesus Christ and none other. But it's only for those who put on Christ, His mind, His attitude, and character. Christ lived by His law, the Ten Commandments, and we are to walk in His footsteps. So we must be willing to live by His law, and that includes the Tenth Commandment, "You shall not covet." Notice this Tenth Commandment in Exodus 20, verse 17. "You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's." And it means lusting or desiring for something that isn't yours and that you should not have, because it belongs to your neighbor. Coveting and lusting will get you into many problems. We can see that in this world today. The book of James has much to say about the breaking of the 10th commandment. Notice James 4, beginning verse 1. "Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members?" Meaning, you want your way and not concern for others. Only self is what James is telling us here. Verse 2, "You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask." This is speaking to individuals. It's speaking to you in your home, in your marriage. It's speaking to a family as well as a nation and as well as a world. Yes, we lust and covet to get what we want and to get it our way. We fight and war to get what we lust and covet for, and we're never satisfied because we don't ask for the right path. And after we get what we want, we still want more, because contentment doesn't come by lusting and coveting and accumulating materialistic gains. "You ask and do not receive, but you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures or on your lust." You don't ask for the right purpose, God is saying. He goes on here and tells us what type of world that we're living in. Pretty well describes the world that we're living in verse 4. "Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." Well, it's telling us that if you want to go and travel the same path that the world is, and one of those paths, and one of our main paths, is lusting and coveting what others have, lusting and coveting for things that you can't afford, and so on. It's very evident this world is on the wrong course, and you don't have to be too smart to see that. Just look at the problems of this world, our nation, and in your own community, and probably in your own home. So if you are on the same path the world is, one of rejecting God's authority in your life, then you are making yourself an enemy of God. Now the world is on the path of lusting and coveting what others have, and there are many wars being fought right now to take from others. That's just one of the many evils spun because of coveting. Divorce and unhappy marriages are brought on from lusting and coveting after someone's spouse and just wanting your own way. Lusting and coveting leads to action, taking what isn't yours from others, or buying and accumulating things that you can't afford and that you really don't need. There's a story in the 7th chapter of Joshua of a man named Achan of the tribe of Judah that coveted something from the pagan city of Jericho that God said was cursed. Don't take anything when you destroy the city for your personal gain, God told Israel. But notice what happened in Joshua 7, beginning in verse 19. So Joshua said to Achan, "My son, I beg you, give glory to the eternal God of Israel and make confession to him and tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me." And Achan answered Joshua and said, "Indeed, I have sinned against the eternal God of Israel, and this is what I have done. When I saw among the spoils a beautiful Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them." Notice what it did here as we go on. Notice what happened just because of coveting and lusting after something that wasn't his. There they are, hidden in the earth in the midst of my tent, with the silver under it. Achan, his sons, and daughters were stoned to death by all Israel. Sin, and in this case the sin of coveting, breaking the 10th commandment, hurts more than just the one who commits sin. It hurts others. Breaking God's law still hurts and makes a miserable life for people today. Just look at our problem because of the breaking of God's laws. The sin of Achan is recorded for our learning today, if we have eyes to see and ears to hear, and I hope that we do. Notice what God inspired the Apostle Paul to write in 1 Corinthians 10, beginning in verse 1. "Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea." Indeed, Paul is telling us that all of our forefathers, ancient Israel, had the same opportunity to learn and to live by God's law and to live God's way. He says, "All were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things became our examples to the intent that we should not lust, and it could be that we should not lust or covet after evil things as they also lusted, and do not become idolaters." Yes, lusting and coveting will make an idolater out of you as well. "And do not become idolaters as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play." In other words, lusting and began to commit idolatry. "Nor let us commit sexual immorality as some of them did. And in one day, 23,000 fell." Well, do we see any of that going on today? Sexual immorality. It's so commonplace that we hardly even notice it and think nothing about it, it seems, anymore. "Nor let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by the serpent. Nor complain as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer." Now, all these things happened to them as examples for our admonition, upon whom the end of the world have come. "Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall." My friends, this is a warning message to you and me. If we think we stand, if we think that we're all right, we need to relook at ourselves. Because God says, if you think you stand, take heed lest you fall. In other words, if you think you are a righteous person, that you are really religious, and that you're following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, you need to take another look at yourself, so says God Almighty. "Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it." But most of the time when we're tempted nowadays, and it probably has always been this way ever since man was created, well, we know it was because, you know, Satan tempted Eve. We want to find our own way out. We don't want to wait on God to deliver us. We don't want to walk in His path until He does deliver us. We think that we can wiggle out by ourselves, and look at the mess that we're in the home, in the nation, in the world. Going on here in verse 14, "Therefore, my beloved, flee idolatry." Coveting does lead to idolatry, and God is against both of them. Notice what Christ had to say in Mark 7, beginning in verse 20. And He said, "What comes out of a man, that defiles a man. For from within, out of the heart of man, proceed evil thoughts, adulterers, fornication, murders, thefts, covetousness." Yes, covetousness and all of the other evils comes from the heart, the mind, comes from within. Going on here, He says, "Wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness." All these evil things come from within and defile a man. Most, if not all, evils start in the mind. Christ didn't tell a man that he shouldn't look at a woman, otherwise you would never get married. God presented the first woman, Eve, to Adam to look at. Christ says, "Don't lust or covet your neighbor's wife." Christ said, "If you do, you have committed adultery in your heart or mind." Breaking two commandments. Yes, He said you'd be breaking two commandments. He says you have sinned. Lusting and coveting lead not only to adultery, fornication, and idolatry, but to murder, stealing, lying, cheating, dishonoring parents. Actually, lusting and coveting leads to breaking all 10 of God's commandments. Many people covet money and what it will buy. They covet credit and credit cards, which are something that is lusted and coveted for. No wonder Christ said, "You shall not covet." Like the other 9 commandments, as David said, they are a lamp and a light to walk in and to live by. Why would anyone say you aren't required to live by God's law? Surely they don't want to admit that God's law are binding, so they may have an excuse to ignore them. They surely don't want to obey those laws which are for everyone's good. My friends, we'll carry on with this topic in our next program. But in the meantime, if you would like more understanding about living God's way and by His laws, then we invite you to request our free literature, "The Narrow Way and the Small Church, the New Testament Example." And all you need to do is to call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, Seventh Day, at 573-238-3675. Or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Or you may go online and order free literature online at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. You can also download and listen to pre-recorded programs. So call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675 and request "The Narrow Way and the Small Church, the New Testament Example." Or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and several others that you may be able to pick up. Have a good day, my friends, and may God help you understand His Word and His way and help you live His way.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.